Republican Representative Ed Soliday, who co-chairs the 21st Century Energy Policy Development Task Force, authored the bill. He says utilities would have to get the state's permission for closures until the task force can come up with a statewide energy plan. Soliday recently amended the original bill so it would end in July of 2021. Jared Noblet is the executive director of the Indiana Conservative Alliance for Energy. He says market forces are causing energy companies to close coal plants, and the state shouldn't intervene.
Forcing utilities to embrace expensive energy sources will raise prices for consumers while deliberately delaying our state's inevitable transition to cleaner and cheaper energy production.
Soliday proposed a temporary moratorium on new power plants last year, which would have put renewable energy and natural gas projects on hold. That measure was voted down. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.